The Marty Shergold Show on Triple M.
Top 6 at 6.
Wow.
I didn't even hear a different voice.
Best one ever.
We just melted into one person.
That was unbelievable.
We should
DC,
have...
I think that's the best one we've ever done. DC reckons it is too, and he doesn't reckon yes about many things.
But that time he did. Heidi, she's even having a laugh. It's unlike her.
Why Heidi? It's normally a C name.
I don't
know
her name.
Clara. Crumpets.
Clara.
Crumpets.
Clara's her name,
yes,
is it?
Yes, Clara.
No, well, good luck to you. Sweets.
Sweet. She gets it.
Emails care of the general manager in Melbourne.
Yes.
Sums up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Top 6 at 6. Oh, my God. The story that keeps on giving. Djokovic has been deported, guys, coming in at number 1.
Yep.
He boards flight and flees Australia. Well, he's not really fleeing, is he? We've punted him.
Yeah, out you go.
They don't muck around, though, do they?
No.
When they tell you you're going, you are on a plane.
I saw people cheering at the terminal last night when he got on the plane.
Was it Andy Murray and his entourage?
I couldn't see. Couldn't work it out.
The Scotsman just giving him a send-off.
Get out.
See you, you serb. Relax. To do that, Matthew, relax. Coming in at number 2, a group of 270 medical experts are calling on Spotify to ditch Joe Rogan's podcast, which is one of the biggest podcasts in the world, if not the biggest, labelling the Shock Jock show terrifying and dangerous.
He does say some pretty silly things.
He's gone through every possible alternate sort of theory around COVID that there is. He's the horse guy.
Yeah.
What's that one called?
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin. Yeah. He's an Ivermectin guy.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, yeah.
All the stuff you're putting in your body, but you won't put the vaccine in. It's kind of like,
it's crazy. What, you'll put horse medication in your body, but you won't put the vaccine? Doesn't make any sense. So they've asked Spotify to ditch him. That won't happen because he's worth a freaking fortune.
Yeah.
Number 3, the world rallies around tennis icon Chris Evert after her shock cancer news.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Ovarian cancer, I think. But I saw an article where Chris Evert said that they'd got it early, fingers crossed that she gets through that because it's not a good one.
No, absolutely.
And she wouldn't be that old, would she, Chris Evert?
I reckon she's late 50s, early 60s at the most, I would tip.
I'll say she's 64.
She's 67.
Oh, is she? Wow. Sneaky 67.
Looks very good for 67.
She certainly does.
She does.
Yeah.
Number 4, legendary journalist Scott Palmer has passed away aged 84.
Yeah, sad news.
It really is. Obviously, I was going to say for people who've grown up in Melbourne, which is pretty much everyone, he was just a face on the TV, wasn't he?
Sure was. For years
Scotty
and years.
Scotty Palmer, keep punching.
Mm.
Number 5, anti-vaxxers fill ICUs.
You see me?
I see you. You see me? Yeah, I see you. I see yous. As experts reveal the total impact they have on the health system.
This is
the problem.
You see, every person in ICU in Lismore
is an unvaccinated. Same in Byron Bay.
Well, that's the hospital near Byron,
Right, okay. Yeah. So the old fruity hippies have come in from the hinterland and they've ruined the health system. Mm. Well, is anyone surprised?
No.
Eating muesli and carrying on like clowns.
Troy eats muesli.
No doubt. Vegans of some kind.
I love muesli.
Oh, they'd be non-dairy.
Bit of yogurt.
No meat-eating clowns that won't get vaccinated and they're ruining it for everyone in northern New South Wales.
Yeah.
Bloody animals. Great to be back, Matthew.
It's so good to have you back.
It's really great to be back. I've missed this. I mean, where else do you get to say that stuff?
No.
Only at home and no one cares there. Number 6, the farmers who grow half of Victoria's potatoes are destined to become, with many destined to become hot chips.
The actual farmers themselves.
The farmers are. How are we turning them into hot chips?
Chippy, chippy.
No, this is very serious.
Oh, I ate a wonderful farmer last night. Longest farmer I've ever eaten.
This is very serious. There's a chip shortage, Marty.
No, there's not.
Yes.
Yeah, there is.
And a chicken shortage. And when I was in New South Wales recently, the fish and chip shop I went into, they said they have 2 weeks left of chips. And after that, they don't know what they're going to do.
Well, they're going to have to get more chips.
They can't. The factory's going to
just make. There's no need to swear, mate.
Sweet potato chips. Have those instead.
No one's ever ordered sweet potato
chips. I have.
Oh, no, no, thank you. No, I'd rather live in Byron Bay.
Zucchini chips.
Here we go.
Oh, hang on.
Top 6 at 6.
Yes. What's on the package? Let's get your sport. Will, first one for a while. What do you got for us?
First off the bat. Thank you, Troy. Novak Djokovic, of course, is the biggest story in sport.
He's been punted.
Last-ditch effort overnight at the Australian Federal Court to overturn his visa cancellation. It was unsuccessful, and he is no longer in the country. He boarded an Emirates flight to Dubai.
Yeah, stop over, grab some gold, go to the souk.
Duty-free.
Get some gold and keep moving.
So, of course, the unanimous decision of the court, there's no pathway left for Djokovic.
No, he's not taking part in the Australian Open this year, and he has sucked the air out of it.
Yeah, and it looks like it could be for another 3 years, potentially.
It won't be.
There'll probably be an appeal for that
one. For sure. Yeah.
So the central argument of the government was that Djokovic's anti-vaccine views are a public threat and could cause civil unrest.
Which is ironic, given their own party's had some anti-vaccine views as well, and they've done nothing to deport any of those blokes. But anyway, separate conversation.
Yes. On a tennis front, he was the overwhelming favourite to win a record 21st Grand Slam.
I know.
Which now opens the door. Rafael Nadal, also on 20,
Rafa,
is now third favourite. He was on the same side of the draw, and now it looks like
I think he's too
favorite.
Old, Rafa. I
mean, he is getting there.
I mean, I don't even want to say it out loud.
Say what?
That he's too old.
How old is he?
He's my favourite.
Yeah.
Is he 38 or 39 or something?
No, he's younger than Federer.
He's like everyone's second favourite. Yeah, Rafa.
He's 35.
Yeah. 35.
He's got a couple in him, I reckon.
But he looks 45, Rafa.
Do you think?
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Beautiful little baby face.
He's thinning. Thinning out on top.
In the hair.
He really needs to
fix his
hair.
But he'd look very funny with a shaved head. You rock a shaved head, Nadal. But,
if Rafa's listening, fix your hair. I mean, I don't think he is.
He might be.
He might be. He could be a Triple M guy when he's in town.
Yeah. He's heard the promos about us coming back this morning.
I'm sure he's had a half ear across it.
Yeah.
And that's not to suggest he's only got half an ear. I'm not saying he's a half ear guy. Everyone relax.
Full ear guy.
He's a full ear guy. He's got both ears. He's normal, if you can use that word.
He actually
used that word.
He actually
can't even say normal anymore.
Not in that context.
Why?
He actually plays today. Rafa plays today.
Oh, good luck. Good luck, Rafa.
Against
hope
Marcus
he's fits.
Aussies John Millman and Tanasi Kokkinakis, fresh off his maiden
How
ATP
do you say
time.
Kokkinakis?
Just exactly like you did.
Okay. How do you say it?
Well, I say it a different way when we're in the office.
You do. They're both going to play tonight, so best of luck to them. And our Aussie number one, Ash Barty, is a 7 p.m. scheduled start tonight against Larisa Turenko of Ukraine. So hopefully that's a nice, easy first round win.
It will
for
be.
The favourite on the women's
Who's
side.
Who's going to win the Australian Open? Ash Barty and who?
Daniil Medvedev is currently the favourite.
I was going to say Medvedev.
The tall, lanky Russian.
And what about the German?
Alexander Zverev.
Yes, Zverev.
He is the second favourite. So he'll meet Rafa at some point.
When Djokovic left that side of the draw, is that Rafa and Zverev's side?
Yeah.
She was a tough side of the draw.
Oh, there's all tough sides of the draw on every side, isn't there?
There's no walk-up starts in a Grand Slam, mate.
And we should mention the Ashes because we were hoping there was going to be a bit of cricket this afternoon. But unfortunately,
what a disaster.
England had such
an awful
dismal
team.
Collapse.
I can't remember a team as bad as this English team. And that's saying something. They've sent some awful teams here over the years.
They really have. So that
this,
were...
I just cannot remember a team as underwhelming as this, from Rory Burns right through your Popes.
Yeah, Hamid.
Hamid. I mean, Hamid looked like an under-17s cricketer that someone had pulled out of third grade.
He'll do.
He'll do. Well, he won't do. He's house. And all the tape on his fingers. What's wrong with you? Use your fingers.
Overnight, they were none for 68, chasing 271. They were, in fact, favourites at that point in the game.
Yeah.
And then they lost 10 for 56.
Anderson,
to finish 146 runs.
Jimmy Anderson, as good as he is, he looks like a pensioner. Trundling in and letting them go at about 127k an hour.
They're bowling rehearsal.
Broad looks ridiculous. He looks like Jimmy Barnes if he dyed his hair as a younger man.
Congratulations.
I'd like to see Broad try and play with 3 bottles of vodka and 10 pingers on board. That would make his career interesting. That's it.
Didn't even get to your grab.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.